Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. And I'm coming to you live right now from the studios of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, at the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministries. And I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. And you should be excited as well. I tell you, we've been having a wonderful time. Amen. I just want to thank God for our little member, Citywide Church of God. She received the award today for, guess what, for leading. That's right. A little ninth grader. Wow, I already promoted her. But, yeah, she's a new young. She's 9 years old, and she's got an award today for reading and class and everything. We are so proud of our people. Amen today. Amen. But I want you just to stand by. Please. And I want you to know that God is just good. Amen. And we are looking to have on today a I guess with us, we hope she's going to make it into the studios, Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff. Amen. Yeah, she's over there in Chicago, Illinois. That's right, 3623 West North Avenue. Apostle Valencia at yahoo.com is a contact. Amen. And we're just excited to have her on the show today. And we're just standing by for her to come into the studios. In the meantime, while we're doing that, let me tell you, this week, you know, we are looking for God to do some great things, amen, in the lives of our people. I'm telling you, we've been waiting for God just to move in this city like never before, and we're getting closer and closer to that deadline. What deadline you talk about, man of God? I'm talking about the gospel concert on June 20th. That's right, at Phillipsburg, New Jersey, at Walters Park at 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're talking about outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the street. My goodness, I'm excited about what God is doing. I don't know about you, but let me tell you something. My goodness, God has just been doing some great things. Amen. People are coming from all over. And I'm excited. You know, we have so many people that's going to show up, be there that day. And I'm telling you right now, I got Robbie Newborn, awesome man of God. He's going to be one of the major counselors over there at Teen Challenge. And he deals with a lot of brothers and sisters. He also is a gospel hip-hop artist. He's coming. That's right, he's coming. My goodness. You know, this is a man of God that has truly blessed my heart over the years. He has come out and supported me in different events and different, even I came out just to bring forth the word of God. Amen. He has showed up from his beautiful wife, Catherine Diaz. Amen. You know, I'm excited about that. You know, let me tell you something. I also have coming on that day. You ready for this here? I have Lavelle Johnson and Lehigh Valley Voices of Praise. Now, I'm talking about praise. I love praise and worship. I love praise, but my goodness, I heard these folks sing and minister and do praise and worship. They also just sing songs that are so anointed. They will bless your heart. And you know, you say, well, man of God, where is it all going to take place at? Let me tell you, mark this on your calendar now. Mark the date down on your calendar. I'm talking about June 20th. That's right, Saturday, June 20th. It's the Free Community Gospel Concert at Walters Park. It starts at 1 p.m. The theme is Outside the Four Walls, Bringing the Gospel to the Streets. How many of you know we need to bring the gospel outside of the four walls? Don't you know there's people out there dying? There's people out there that need to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How are they going to hear it if we don't go outside the four walls? So God said, go outside the four walls and bring the gospel to the street. My God, my God. And you know we're also going to have on that day Trinity Baptist Male Chorus. That's right, a group of men that are going to sing their heart out. I'm excited about that. Yes, we are. Amen, amen. My goodness, what can I tell you? If you don't know like I know what Jesus has done for me, you're going to find out, because he's definitely on the main line. All you got to do is call him and let him know what you need. My goodness, we have the sign language ministry coming out. He who has an ear. These are dynamic women of God. They minister to those that are deaf and that don't have their hearing, but they understand sign language. You know, there's a great need. See, sometimes we forget about those that can't hear, those that can't see. You know, we can't just forget about those. Amen. And I thank God for this awesome group of women that's coming out to minister sign language and dance. And then we have William G. McCloud. You may have seen him over there on the Bobby Jones Experience. My goodness, he's from Flinton, New Jersey. He's going to be there. My God, I tell you, we're going to have a grand time in the Lord on that day. Who else we got coming? How about this here? The Shalom International Dance Ministry. That's right. They're coming from Eastern PA. This to bless your heart, young people on fire for God. I understand. I got a little memo the other day that Holy Fire Dance is going to also be integrated with Shalom. They're going to be dancing together, doing some routines. Amen. So if you have never seen them come out, you better come out. Talking about some young people, some older people, just coming together, just giving God praise and worship Him in the spirit of truth and dance. My goodness. And how about we got the Care Church Praise Team? They're going to be up there in the house. Amen. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but this is something that you don't want to miss. You say, well, man of God, where's this place? Well, it's a city called Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Amen. Phillipsburg, New Jersey. We're on the borderline of PA. We are like centrally located in the tri-state area. If you're in Delaware, if you're in Philly, if you're in New York, you need to come on out. Amen. Delaware, Maryland, Florida, wherever you may be. You know what I'm saying? We got people coming from Florida. This to come down, this to be a part of what God is doing. Now, how many of you know that it takes something more than just one? I mean, there's concerts all over the place, amen. There's people having graduations, picnics. There's all type of things. But when a person get on a bus, amen, and going to travel for one day, takes them one day to get here, and then to go back home after that one day, my God, just to be a part of this outside the four walls experience. Now, that tells you something. It got to do more than what you think. Huh? Now, sure, not about man. It's definitely not about me, but you know it's about Jesus. The Bible says if we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I'm telling you right now, beloved, you need to just get ready. I believe our guest is in the audience right now in the studio on the phone. I'm about to go check in right now and see if that's her. Praise God. Y'all stand by. God bless you. Apostle Valencia, is that you
God
on the line
you.
There?
Yes, it is. God bless you.
Amen. We're excited to have you. I'm excited. I got myself worked up waiting on you to come here just telling the people about next week. I tell you, you know, God is an awesome God. Praise God. And, you know, talking about this second year that we're doing the community outdoor concert for this city out here in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And the theme this year is outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. My goodness. Well, listen here. I'm excited that you're here on today. Praise God. And just tell our listening audience, what's the name of your church and ministry and everything else concerning you on today?
Amen. The name of the ministry is One Faith Ministries, and we are a ministry that has a lot of other ministries under us. So we have different churches and Bible training centers, and we have orphanages all internationally. And so we're stationed in Chicago. So our main church is here in Chicago, and that's Agape Church of Love, and that's in the north west side of Chicago, Illinois. And then we have some other branches out there. So, yeah, amen.
Amen. Praise God. That sounds like a international explosion to me. My goodness. You know, I thank God for when God give a vision, Apostle, to just spread not only the gospel, but to empower people the way that you guys are doing. I don't know too much about you, but I know that God let me across your path to have you as a guest. And I want to thank you, beloved, for answering the call and being here on today. Amen. So we are humble. Amen. At this time, I want to introduce to our radio listening audience right now, or 86,000 of you, and those, by the way, internet, those that are calling by phone, we are privileged and honored to have on today for the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministry, Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. It is a great honor, and it's always a privilege to bring forth the Word of God. And in this time, it's so crucial that we begin to manifest the call and the mandate on our lives for this time. The many souls as we travel internationally all over the world, and even in Chicago, we see and we know that there are a lot of people that are in need of the gospel. They're in need of a transformation. They're in need of seeing or having an encounter with Christ Jesus. We know that Jesus shall return, and it is our duty as leaders, it's our duty as ambassadors and kings and priests to bring forth the gospel in this time. Amen. And so the Lord just wanted me to release a very encouraging word, and he has had me focus on encouragement. And just to say that I make a declaration that God is saying this time and this hour that you shall carry, hallelujah, the anointing that shall break the yokes. I want to encourage you. A lot of people have been downcast and have put aside, but God is leading me to tell you that it's okay, because he has chosen you before the foundations of the world, hallelujah, to do a job. You have been purposed for need. God is saying that the very thing that he has created you for, hallelujah, that you shall see that come forth in this hour. Amen. That there's a divine revolution that's connected to your life. And I want to take you to Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. And this is the word of God comes, and it says that I know your works, and I see that it says that I know your works. See, I have set a door before you, an open door, and no man can shut it, because you have limited strength. It says, but you have obeyed, which means that you have, he says that you have kept my word, you have obeyed my word, and have not denied my name. This is the time for uncommon opportunities. They are available for you in this time. The doors represent lateral transitions. It's an entrance. Well, God is saying that there's an access of opportunity for you in this time. Again, many people have been downcast. They haven't been encouraged. And now God is, if you notice, there's a dispensation that's been released of encouragement in the body of Christ. It's time for the saints of God to rise up. There's things that are going on within our government and within our cities, a lot of murdering, a lot of things. God is, these things are happening to get our attention. This is the time that we are to we're tested to prove that we are the sons of God that shall manifest the things of God in this time. I want to let you know that there are a lot of platforms that have been established that God is now diminishing them, because there's an emerging type of saint of God, a leader in this time for the end time, that will bring forth the manifestation, the anointing to really break the yokes. Those that have a desire to see God move in the earth, Luke 11 and 2, the kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, here down on earth. God is calling us to be changers and atmosphere shifters, and to bring forth a force that souls will be won and rendered to Christ. I want to tell you that as I travel and we're in ministry, men and women of God, it is essential that you get on your post, whether God has called you to be a watchman, whether he's called you to preach, whether he's called you to any mount, one of the seven mountains, whether he's called you to do whatever it is for the kingdom of God, it's time for you to do it. Because the reality is that the laborers are few. We know that, and the harvest is plentiful. We have people who are outside of the church that are not willing to come into the church. And something and some element is missing, and that is you. God is calling you out of the four walls of the church to go forth and minister to the people that are not going to step into the church. Amen. We have to stand as the church. We have to stand in our positions in the church, as the church, not just in. We are the church. And I need you to know, and God desires for you to know, that wherever you are, you have to manifest the kingdom, that the kingdom of God is behind the saints of God. But because we've been so downcast and the church has compromised, the church has operated in fear, that the anointing of God has not manifested, because he will not manifest through fear. It's time. God has called us to begin a strong work. And I'm going to take it to here. When David spoke to his son Solomon, he gave him as a little child. We have been, a lot of people, again, are downcast, and they don't feel that they qualify, but God qualifies you. It's not your education. It's not your background. It's not where you came from. God is the qualifier. Amen.
Amen.
As a son, as Solomon, amen, he was a son that was a child. And I leave him with this. He was young, but David gave him the instructions to build the temple, the temple for God. Those instructions were so elaborate. And over, David kept telling him to be strong. He said, be strong and do not fear. Be strong. When he meant be strong, he meant being courageous and be able to and a conqueror. God is telling me to tell you to be strong. Don't fear. And don't be dismayed, because the word of God, as it says in the word of God, that his word will go forth. God has his word that will go forth and accomplish what he has set it out to do, which pleases him. Many of us, again, have walked away, backed away, but this is the time where God is calling us to go forth to do a great and mighty work for the kingdom of God. And this is real, because Jesus is going to return. And so we have to not be the men and women that have hidden our talent, because Christ is coming back. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man, go ahead, woman of God. You got time. You got some time.
All right. Amen. Okay. Yeah. So we can't be those men and women of God that have hidden our talent, and because in each one of us is a treasure. We're uniquely, divinely made by God to be very diverse, and is authentically diverse on purpose. And a lot of times, you know, people desire to be conformed to something. But what I'm saying to you today is, again, God has said in the word of God that he has set a door. He has set this door, and the door is open, and no man can shut it. It doesn't matter if you don't see the money. It doesn't matter if you don't think the provision is there, because I want to give you a testimony that God had called me into ministry about 10 or 11 years ago. And I just came off of the street. I had no idea what God was calling me into. He began to develop me, and people were telling me that I could not do it. But I kept seeing God say, go forth, preach the gospel in the nation. I had never been out of the country before. I'm from Chicago. My family is from Mississippi. The furthest I've ever been was California and maybe from New York and D.C., but I've never been out of the country. God began to call me out of the country, began to connect me with leaders. Now, mind you, we have a family. Then the Lord told me to leave my job. He said, it's time for you to leave your job. I said, leave my job, but God is calling me out of the country. I want to encourage you to let you know, supernaturally, God always provided the provision for where we had to go. When God said to begin to plant a church, I said, plant a church? I don't want to plant a church, because we don't have a building. God opened up. Somebody touched somebody's heart to open up and give us a location, and we paid no rent for a year and a half. Not only did we not pay rent for a year and a half, we just sold to the person who had allowed us to use the place. God then gave us a projector. He gave us a screen. He gave us chairs and tables and gave us iPads. He gave us equipment that we're able to preach on. We had speakers and microphones. I'm telling you, it's not about what you see. That's why, come on now, we are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Every time God had called us out to do something by faith, by the grace and mercy of God, it was accomplished and done. When I have to go out of the country, after I left my job, there was no finances. God sent me to Nigeria. When he sent me to Nigeria, he only gave me a one-way ticket. I want you to know that, no, you're not allowed to travel out of the country with a one-way ticket. You have to have a round-trip ticket. Come on now. God fixed it now. God, he put He allowed me to purchase a one-way ticket to get to Nigeria, and I'm going to tell you the words that he spoke. He said, I'm going to do something new. I don't need you to depend on the systems of the world. And I want people to know that if you depend on the systems of the world, you'll never be able to break bondages for the people because you're dependent on a system that God doesn't want them to depend on. So God took
Amen.
Me to Nigeria. And I sat there, and the Lord said, I'm going to make sure they feed you and they're going to clothe you. As soon as I got off the plane, my luggage was missing. I had no clothes. I needed to go and preach. The men and women of God began to clothe me with apparel. I don't mean just clothing. I mean they took me shopping. I had clothes to wear. They would bring me food and feed me every day. But mind you, in my account was bare. I traveled nowhere with no money in my account, but the Lord told me that I had to go. By the time I left, men and women of God, I have to let you know that God not only increased, he brought double to what double. He paid for the ticket back and plus more. And I left with other things. Amen. So I'm saying it because we have to, yes, we have to walk by faith. And I'm saying this, and I am a living witness to it. So I'm not just saying it because it's not cliche for me. This is a way of life. And faith has to be a way of life. Again,
yes.
God said in Revelation, yes, Revelation 3 and 8, he said he knew your works. So that means that you have been found faithful. He set a door, and a door, again, is lateral transitions where we go from place to place, different locations. He said then, because he knew that you were limited in your strength, but he said, but you obeyed. So when we obey, it's not that we have to comply or meet a level for ourselves or we think we should have. God has said, because you obeyed, the word says, you obey, you kept my word. You have not denied my name. Hallelujah, that you shall do the things that God has called you to do. There's nothing that he cannot do. We just have to depend on him. And the time of testing is here. We can't be compromising Christians and compromising leaders and things like that because it's not bringing glory to God and it's not bringing men and women to Christ. Amen. I remember being in the world. Yes, I remember being in the world. And I'm so excited, and I just feel the anointing of God just rushing. But I remember being in the world and looking for God. I was looking for the Lord. And the people that were saying that they were saints of God, they weren't living according to what they looked like me. And they were living how I was living. And because of that, I wasn't interested in what they were trying to show me because I didn't see Christ. I was looking for the real Christ. I wasn't looking for something that somebody was conjuring up or they had one foot in one place and another in another. It's time again to manifest the truth, manifest the things of God, manifest the kingdom of God in this time. And, you know, it's time for us to study in the Word, be in the Word more often, and walk in love. Men and women of God, we can do nothing apart from love. We need to connect as leaders to work together. And I thank the man of God for allowing me and even asking me to be on this, to be able to bring forth a word today because this is what we pray for. I pray for unity in the body and pray for the unity within the leaders, you know, within the body of Christ because we have a great work to do. We
Amen.
Have a great
Amen.
Work to do. Amen.
Praise God. You know, Apostle, I thank God for you because, you know, that message that you brought forth, even to the extent of birthing the ministry, you know, I recall some years ago, 6-7 years ago, when we first birthed the radio program that we're on today, you know, and at the same time when God had gave me the name of the church, but, you know, prematurely I was doing some things that I had to learn some other stuff, but now that we have stepped out on faith, you know, and the very thing you were saying was just a confirmation because I'm looking, as you were talking, I was looking into the other room where we had got donations of drum sets and keyboards and all types of things that God is just preparing us for, you know, the favor, where someone would give us favor to even use their emphasis until we're able to have our own place. So I'm watching the hand, as you were speaking, I was watching the hand of God, and it's been moving. Just the very thing you were saying has manifested in my life. you know. So I thank God for confirmation that, and see, you didn't know the conversation I had with some other men and women of God, but you said that when God gives you the vision, it gives you the provision. And see, these are the same words that have been uttered to me, you know, some months ago, some weeks ago. And you know, I thank God for kingdom-minded people that just says, you know something, I'm just going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to say what God wants me to say. And I don't, and it had nothing to do with nobody's feelings, because, see, if we start worrying about other people, we're going to get jacked up. But we got to do what God tells us to do. You know, so I thank God for that word. I thank God for the exhortation that you gave to the listeners that are listening today, because it's truly needed. You know, everywhere I look around, there's people dying. You know, one of the things that I can tell you is this here. I thank God for that word. I'm telling you, people, God, I thank God for this mighty woman of God. She has no idea what she just did. You just released something in the atmosphere that's going to crack the barrier of chains and people that are in captivity. I see change is breaking and falling off the people's minds, because folks have been caught up into a mindset of captivity, and they needed to have the key to release it. So I thank God that you spoke that. You know, but there's so many people. And one of the things I tell the members that God keep on sending us, I said, God, I thank you, because all the members that we get is outside the four walls. It's not from somebody else's. It's not from Sister Piccolo's church or Brother Piccolo down the block. And nobody, other people's, you know, the folks like to claim numbers and stuff. But I just thank God that, you know, God is just sending those sheep that have been scattered about on the highways and byways. And when we go out there, we're meeting people, we're sharing the gospel, and they'll be saying, yeah, we don't have a place to worship. I'm saying, well, come on in. The dinner, the table is prepared, you know. So I thank God for you. I thank God for you. You are such a blessing on today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I know there's someone listening right now that maybe you need prayer and you want the woman of God to pray with you on the day. I tell you, we got approximately like maybe about 6 more minutes, but I want to let your people know out there, if you want some prayer, just press the number 1 on your keypad and we'll be notified in the studio. And while we're doing that, amen, I want to let you know that our guest is no other than Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff, amen. And I'm telling you, one faith ministry, amen, and they're out there at 3623 West North Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, and that's zip code 60647. So if you're out there in Chicago area, or you need to come out there and just fellowship and plan a trip or something, y'all come out there and visit this mighty woman of God and the faith family out there. I'm telling you, you know, one thing I love is transparency, amen. I love those that don't like to water down the words. I thank God. We got a caller right now from area code 224. You're live. You're online.
Hi, this is Marla.
Amen. Bless God bless you. You're on the line.
God bless you. Yeah, I was just wanting prayer. Just a bunch of things that I'm dealing with, especially financial issues like that, but just general prayer, please.
Just general prayer. Amen. Let me just pray. Let me just say just a few things before I pray. When it comes to finances, you have to know that whatever God blesses, the enemy cannot touch. So as long as you're being obedient with what God has given you and a steward, God is going to increase you in that. Amen? Because there's nothing too hard for God. I just want to pray. I want you to come in agreement with what I'm going to pray, because, woman of God, what I feel is that your faith is wavering a little bit. And so God is telling me to tell you to build your faith up. Don't doubt. Woman, great is our faith, be it unto you. Amen? So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the opportunity. I just pray for your daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And whatever is around her and surrounding her that's trying to suppress, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus and pray, Lord God, that, Father God, that the storms, that she won't just ask you for the storms to go away, but she'll be able to say, peace be still, because you're doing something for her in this time. Hallelujah, Lord. I just thank you for what you're doing and that it shall manifest to come forth in this time. Woman of God, I know for a fact God is attempting to get your attention. Don't get focused on the situation and what's going on. Get focused on the word of God and what he has spoken, because what he has spoken is true. Amen? Amen. Amen, woman of God. Yes, God is doing something for you. He's getting your attention, but you're not seeing it because the things around you, you got your eyes focused on that. So even still, I want you to know that the enemy is not rising up against you. God is trying to elevate you and take you out of some situations that you're in. This is not about the enemy attacking you. This is God getting your attention, and you hear him, but what's happening is that you're faintly hearing him because your eyes are focused on the wrong thing. God is saying, focus your eyes on the prize. Amen? So, Father, just pray that her discernment is stronger, Lord. I just pray that she's discerning your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, that it's clear, Father, and all the distractions around, again, we just say, peace be still. And the word of God says that he'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. You're going to have to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Keep your mind stayed on the word of God and what he has spoken to you. And this time, you're going to see the hand of God move mightily in your life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, listen, beloved, we thank you for calling in and listening and tuning in today. Amen. And listen, we're about to end this broadcast at this time, but I do want to let you know that if you'd like to get in contact with me or like to sow into the ministry, praise God, please visit our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's Citywide Church of God. So that's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. And I want to let you know that we are just, I don't know, I lose words, but I want to tell you that we're just belated and honored to have you as our radio listen audience supporting us and everything you've been doing. I truly believe that God is moving his people to come in alignment and be in oneness. There's things that are about to take place out there in this country that a lot of folks have never experienced before. But one thing, I'm going to let you know something. You got to stay in that word, stay on your knees, and stay faithful to God. Don't shift to the left nor to the right. Stay focused on the Lord. And, you know, fear won't grip your heart. But many people, when there's a catastrophe, woman of God, like 9/11, things like that, people run to God. Many people are going to be running for God, trying to find God that don't know God. People call on God when things happen, you know, because they don't know what else to do. But one thing about it, those that are called by his name, they hear his voice, and they won't listen to a stranger. So, beloved, if you're listening out there, please, ma'am, please, sir, stay in your word, stay focused, and understand that this is a seed that God has chosen and has been designed before the foundations of the world for you to be here at this time to manifest and go through. Because a lot of our faith are being tested right now. I hear that in the spirit, that your faith is being tested. Why? Because many must have their faith tested in order to get through. There's a lot of imposters out there and folks that claim to be some that they're not. And God's going to put you through the fire. So everybody's faith is going to be tested. So don't think. You understand that all the impurities are being removed so you can come out with pure gold. Amen. We're going to come out. Amen. So don't give up. Praise God. Woman of God, I just once again just thank you for stopping by. You know, it's been a pleasure. I thank God for you. And I hope to meet you, come out there and fellowship with you all sometime in the future.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And amen. Just be a part of what God is doing.
Yes.
I'm truly excited. You know, so
I am
with that
too.
Being, amen, amen. And with that being said, you know, I just want to say once again, please, y'all that are listening and whoever God has touched your heart, amen. Go into the ministry. Help us. We know what I do. I don't have a regular job. I just do ministry 24 hours. I'm not begging for money. I want the folks to get the wrong idea. But God said that Corinthians 9:14 those that God has ordered to speak the word of God or speak the word, and those who benefit from it, they should also reach so back into the one that gives.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm sharing that. I'm just sharing that with you because when you bless the hands of the servant, God blesses you, amen. You know,
true,
and
amen.
We got to continue to build this ministry that God has given us. So I thank you. Amen. Woman of God, you want to close us out in prayer? I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for the opportunity, Lord, to come before your people, Lord, and release a word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come together in agreement, we know that strongholds have been broken, Lord God. We know that paradigms have shifted, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare the kingdom of God, Matthew 6 and 10, Father, that it shall manifest in the hearers' lives. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they're prosperous now and the blessings have overtaken them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and they shall be a blessing to others. So we thank you, Lord. Father, I also want to pray for the man of God, Father, and just continue to increase him, hallelujah, and for his faithfulness, Father God, a hundredfold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to connect because it's divine connections, Lord. We just thank you and give you all the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, beloved, y'all, please join us on tomorrow. Amen. We have some more dynamic women of God are going to be here this week ministering. And on Thursday, I'm going to take a day just to introduce this young man named Carl. He's a graduate from a university. He does film and does some great stuff. He got a new documentary out, but he also, God bring him across my path. I needed a camera guy to record the concert for the next week. I wanted somebody to be able to record it and edit it, and God sent this man to me to do it for free. And I just want to, you know, sow back into his life as well by putting him on the radio broadcast. And so y'all just join me. Amen. And if you need somebody to come out to your location, whatever, this young man, I never seen him do his work before, but he's been highly recommended to me. You know, and that's only God can do that. Only God can send you a professional. They don't mind staying out there with you for 7 hours on a day to take footage and then go back and edit it and make it do it professionally and bring it back to you. So only God can do that. So God's opening doors. So I'm just so humbled. I am so humbled. My title is great. I'm glad God gave me these titles, but when it's all finished and set, I'm a servant. And so I stay humbled. And I love y'all. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Woman of God, thank you so much. Anytime you need me, just call me, inbox me, and I'll be there for you, okay?
Amen. Same here. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a blessed day now.
Yes.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want